93.5 WVIP and WVIP HD1, New Rochelle. A Whitney Global Media Station.
Darren College, a former NFL Super Bowl champion, signed the most important contract of his life to serve in the Army National Guard.
I've had a lot of military in my family. It's a big part of what my family's done for a long time. I want to go out there and make a difference. I didn't find that working behind a desk, so for me it was a pretty easy decision to make. And then the opportunity to serve my community, serve my country, was just icing on the cake.
To learn how to be part of the Army National Guard, log on to NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the New York Army National Guard. Aired by the New York State Broadcasters Association and this station.
93.5 WVIP, broadcasting loud and clear all over the metro area. For more information on hosting your own radio program, call David O'Shaughnessy at 914-636-1460. For rates and availabilities, that's 914-636-1460. 93.5 WVIP.
There's huge differences in cancer treatment. Surgery is removal of part of your body and can result in complications, even spreading the cancer. It's invasive and might result in lifelong changes. Chemo or chemicals in your body from head to toe to try to arrest the cancer. Might work early, later cancer mutates to outsmart the chemo, resulting in toxicity without benefit. Standard RT has collateral effects too. All reasons why Dr. Lederman is first in America to perform body radiosurgery to attack new or recurrent cancers directly, non-invasively, painlessly with invisible beams, outpatient therapy in minutes. Triple board certified, Harvard-trained Dr. Lederman. So many people seek Dr. Lederman for the treatment of new or recurrent cancers most anywhere in the body to avoid surgery or chemo. Free booklet DVD, call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES. Most insurances, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES, 1384 Broadway at 38th. For appointments, call 212-CHOICES.
Injured in an accident? You should be fully compensated with a large money award for your pain and suffering, your lost wages, and your medical bills. I'm Brad Bernstein. For over 60 years, my legal team at Sparm Bernstein has been fighting for the highest money awards and has won over $200 million for our seriously injured clients. That's almost a quarter of $1 billion. Whether a car construction accident, medical malpractice, a slip and fall, our team at Sparm Bernstein will fight aggressively to get you the highest money award possible. Call now, 1-800-859-0800. That's 1-800-859-0800. Call now. Sparm Bernstein Legal Team will help you get the compensation you deserve. 1-800-859-0800. 1-800-859-0800. Prior successful results do not guarantee a similar outcome in the future.
New York's Caribbean Voice, 93.5 WVIP.
Barry G's on the go, but I have time for Grooving Radio, hosted by Ras Clem. Catch it if you can, Saturdays 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. on a Sunday, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m. Grooving Radio, 93.5 WVIP. It's alive.
The station with the best music.
Best music.
I love the music.
Best music.
Grooving Radio. Number one station.
Main menu option.
Lots of signs.
are indeed some mighty, mighty people. We as black people. Welcome back to Groovin' Radio, final 25 minutes this Saturday morning. My name is Ras Clem. We are in our featured segment, Mic Check. Our very special guest is Mr. Vivian Crawford, Executive Director from the Institute of Jamaica. Mr. Crawford, welcome back.
Oh, my special privilege.
Yes, we want to talk about reparation in a minute, but Anthony, go ahead and say.
No, I wanted to keep the conversation just a little bit on the whole Rastafarianism, because there are some things that I wanted Mr. Professor Crawford to talk about, is that the whole food thing, because remember back in the 70s and 80s when Rasta said, don't eat salt. Mm-hmm. People frowned on them and said, boy, what kind of crazy thing that? They said, don't eat no meat. There was a couple other things, because when you talk about being proud of who you are and all that, I think the Rastas were some of the first Jamaicans to really live that type of life and say, boy, you know, be proud of who you are and your blackness and all that. So just kind of
elaborate on that.
They were so ahead. Mm-hmm. When others of us were still holding on to other people's values and attitudes, they had already established who they were, and they were not looking on others. And what is sad for me, although as a country we are catching up, we are doing quite a lot, and I really commend both governments for the heritage and highlighting the heritage, but we have a lot of catching up to do. For instance, Mr. Howell, Leonard Howell, his place of birth, Crooked River in Clarendon, should be a space of pilgrimage. Then he went to America, he went to Trinityville. We need to do the link up to do these studies and see these values that these members of the Rastafarian religion, what they imparted. We need to relook. I just said about salt. Everybody's creating excitement now as it happened last week.
That's true.
And we paid some respect to our own, but our Lord said, prophet has no honor in his own country. Someone else had said it would jump up.
True.
But they told us a lot. Look at the hairstyle.
Yeah.
You have to laugh. You know, notice how many persons have embraced it now.
Oh yeah, and you know, Vivian, it's funny, you know, it's really funny, because and Anthony, when as youngsters, our parents did not want us around any Rastaman. I remember as a little boy, as a teenager, as a matter of fact.
And
at the time I was playing for Real Mona, and it gave us great joy then to see a man like Alan Skillcole hanging out with a Robert Nesta Marley,
and
we weren't even looking at Bob as this musical icon. What was intriguing to us as youngsters is the conversations that they were having, and it was some very interesting conversation, but our parents just didn't want us around them because they said they smoked marijuana, they smoked ganja, and they're no good. They're blackguard people. But then you look at the teachings of Rastafari.
Well, look at where ganja has reached today.
All right. Okay. So we could stay here all morning and talk about the Rastafarian. You know?
As I said, you have to forgive our parents. You have to forgive our ancestors. Because we do not know who we are.
Right.
We are using other people's values and attitudes to guide our own destiny. And I don't want to forget that when you go to England, you have been to England?
Yeah.
And you see Trafalgar Square with the Nelson Column.
Trafalgar Road?
No, the one in England.
Yeah.
Trafalgar Square with the Nelson Column by Westminster there. Not many Jamaicans know that Nelson in the 1780s went to Venezuela and could make it back to England. He was too sick. And there's a lady right out of Port Royal where you fish there named Cuba Cornwallis, who restored him to perfect health. And Nelson was living up in Red Hills. Nelson, Lord Admiral Nelson was living up there.
Lord Nelson.
When you go by the British Museum there by Russell Square, not many Jamaicans know that Dr. Hanslow lived at Port Royal, and He was doctor to the Duke of Albemarle, but he had his street, his house at Monk Street in Spanish Town. And he went through the center, Catherine, he discovered it. And his collection was left for the founding of the British Museum. We consult dictionary every day. And we speak about Dr. Samuel Johnson's dictionary, who was his assistant, for whom he left his legacy, as Francis Barber, a man born in Jamaica, 1735.
Where did our history got lost? Where?
I just told you at the beginning, I told you that the principal told Philip Sherlock as a child, boy, you have no history. It didn't suit you to have history because people were afraid that there would be a rebellion.
But the fact that we know better now, the fact that we know better now, and sometimes when a person like me talk and people don't understand what I'm talking about, they tend to say that he is burning fire because
they
don't
understand him, but they just shame. Sometimes the people shame, you know.
Well, how can we take the shame out of their high, Vivian?
Take time with them. And let me shock you. I'm old enough to tell you that we have come a long way. But Martin Luther King, who said, "Why we can't wait," remember that famous essay. We need to accelerate the process. And what you are doing, don't underestimate what you are doing. Never. And eternal thanks to you and Grooving Radio and the members of your staff, because the world will be a better place because of your having this discussion this morning to share with brothers and sisters all over the world information that had been kept hidden. And this morning, like jackfruit, like coconut oil, it has to come forward.
Definitely. Before we took the break, I mentioned Willie Lynch.
Yeah, man, Willie Lynch.
Let's talk about Willie Lynch, because, you know, when I say it, sometimes they don't believe me that this was a man who came to the U.S. to show American slave owner how to separate and how to manage slaves. Talk about Willie Lynch a minute.
Well, there's nothing further than what you said, but it is a divide and rule. Machiavellian, you know, divide and rule. We in Jamaica, the analogy we give to it is that crab. When crabs are in a barrel and one crab is trying to get up, the other one pulls down the crab, you know, that's all it is in a nutshell. And we, to this date, we have to be careful, and such a beautiful thought you are giving us, that we are supposed to be helping our brothers and our sisters. When I was a child, I noticed the Chinese community, that their poor relatives, they brought them into the shop, they learned the craft, and then they were able to set up themselves. And we need to be, we just need to add a little more kindness, a little more tolerance to what our brothers and sisters are doing. Our Bob Marley music rejected here. Look at, you spoke about Miss Lou earlier. When Miss Lou was doing her craft, when she was reciting one night, she heard a man outside say, "Is that the mother send you to school, Ceylon?" You understand? So you have to take time with us.
You know,
you have to take time with us.
I call Miss Lou one of our cultural heroes. People may say she's a cultural icon. She's a cultural hero for Jamaica. Go ahead.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but what the Rastas were doing ahead of their time, that's what she was doing. In other words, we have a language, you know. I grew up in a setting where the patois, it could not be taught. You could not relate it in a school setting. You know, it could not be related in a school setting. It must be standard English. And yet, the principle of teaching is to teach from the known to the unknown. I gave a child a composition to write on the word haze. You know, not on the composition, the title was not haze. I said to the child, write a composition on a morning's walk. And the child came back to me and said, "Teacher, spell haze." And I said, "That's a nice word to have in your composition. It's misty, it's cool, the morning's haze. It's very cool and nice, good." And he said to me, "No, sir, not for the morning. He is for the ears." He pointed to his ears. Well, that's what he know. That's what he call ears. It's ears. You know, that sort of thing.
Earlier on,
we could have respect for that.
Right.
That's what we learn.
Right. Earlier on, you mentioned Professor Hill.
Yes, Robert Hill.
Robert Hill, who is actually a Garveyite. He is the brother of Stephen Hill. You mentioned that you did...
No, the son of Stephen Hill.
Well, there's two Stephen Hill, you know.
Oh, there's Stephen Hill.
Yes.
Because I went to his lecture last week, Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
When I gave the Garvey lecture in St. Times Bay in July, he was there. And then he came over to Kingston. He's now living at Richmond in St. Times.
You know... You know, his brother Stephen Hill actually runs a television platform here called CIN TV.
Really?
And, yes, and he has an annual. He took his father's name. What Stephen did was Stephen, after his father died, Stephen took his father's name. He wasn't Stephen Hill when he was attended St. George's College back in the days.
Okay.
So he took his daddy's name. He actually
so you went to George's.
No. I didn't. I'm not a North Street boy.
Okay.
So, but what happened is that he does an annual lecture series here. And the first time I met Robert Hill was he presented the first Garvey series at the Schomburg Center.
And it's an
annual series over the years. And this year presenter, it's going to be on crime and violence. And it's going to be Mark Shields will be coming to present that. You know, going back on Garvey, why is it we're so afraid? Why is it some of us are so afraid?
We are afraid because we do not know. That's all you know. We are afraid because we do not know. And that is why it's called gentle persuasion, in the sense that we have to continue. Just as you are doing, you are going to hear people say, I did not know that. I did not know that. You said something. And the tomorrow will be better than today. It's 300 years. Nothing has been done, you know. 300 years, nothing had been done.
It's a long time.
Things are coming up today. Nobody rejects. Everybody is listening now to what the Rastafarian is saying. The Rastafarian teach us that respect for ourselves. We are embracing other people's culture. Culture, you know.
Yes.
Notice how ladies used to straighten their hair. Put that hair, hot tie and comb in their hair. People used to do all sorts of things to turn white, to imitate others, because we have no self-confidence. And that's what God was saying, that we deceive ourselves. No quest for that.
Crawford.
There's hope, you know. What you are doing, and you have to continue to do it. And I don't want you to leave. And don't put on your calendar that this year something that you love is the 225th anniversary of the breadfruit.
Yes.
and the OT, the 225 years ago, they came to Jamaica from Tahiti. Coffee this year is 298th anniversary. Rastafarians, you should be proud of this. We should be proud. Coffee came from Africa, Abyssinia, Ethiopia. And this is the 240th anniversary of the arrival of Aki. Aki came from Africa.
You know, I told you this wasn't going to be one-part series. You know. Anthony, go ahead. I know you have a question.
Mr. Crawford, Rasta and myself was having a conversation yesterday, and we were talking about culture. And so I want you to kind of frame it in terms of what is happening in Jamaica 2018. Because, you know, it's something that is a conversation that we really have to talk about.
Jamaica,
because there's some things
Jamaica
that were generic to.
Jamaica 2018 is bubbling. Jamaica 2018 is bubbling. I find people, and I've been around a long time, I find people now more confident than they were 20, 30, 40 years ago. Jamaica is bubbling. We are finding our own. We are embracing. God is good. We are bubbling. We need not have any fear. And we are working. The government has a committee on the reparations.
Yes.
Look, Lord Gifford, a British lord, is now a member for reparations committee.
And that's what I want to talk about. The open letter that Sir Hilary Beccles wrote to then Prime Minister of England when he came to Jamaica,
David Cameron,
when he came to Jamaica. Your thoughts on the whole reparation thing, and why is it taking? Because we know our slave masters got paid for us, and even the Cameron family continue to benefit from slavery in England. We haven't yet touched on the Windrush generation, who is facing another dilemma this morning in England.
I think we do. Respect, and I don't say this as executive director of the Institute of Jamaica. I say this as an individual. as a person in my, I'm in my deep rural community, sitting on my wall.
Mm-hmm.
I think that CARICOM, our leaders, we need to take off a week and sit down and sort out this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a feeling, God forgive me, that our British people might think that we are divided. In other words, we have not come with the position yet. So I said earlier, I have no fear it is going to be resolved. But I just think we all need to come together and sort it out once and for all. So it is coming. I say this on a personal level. So I have no fear about it. It is coming. Remember the Jews, they got their Holocaust thing sorted out.
Mm-hmm.
So our thing is going to come. I have no fear. Because what is for you, there's a Jamaican politician, Brandt, who said what is for you cannot be on for you. But I said earlier in the program, Martin Luther King said, why we can't wait? There's a reason why we can't wait, because you'll wait forever.
Well, you know, I think because we have been waiting for so long, I think some of us who know better, some of us who know a bit of the history, we're getting impatient. We're getting very impatient.
But the reparation thing is just started 20 years.
And I understand that. But when David Cameron arrived in Jamaica, he arrived with a wad of cash to build more prisons. And his idea wasn't to come to Jamaica to talk about reparation. And I think when Ronnie Tweet became the Minister of Education a few years ago, he said that he was going to put the teachings of Marcus Messiah Garvey into the school system. And I don't know how far Mr. Tweet got with that. I don't know.
Let me tell you something, though. You have to take time to with the ministers, because when they say policy, you cannot go and just introduce the teachings like that, because let me shock you. Some of the misteachings are placed there, too. You need to have a syllabus that is agreed by the experts of Garvey. For instance, I understand that there were some people teaching Celestine Garvey that mm-hmm. Garvey was in America and all that sort of thing. So you have to be very careful mm-hmm. about what is taught.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, when the government of the day, 1957, mm-hmm. was going to get children mm-hmm. into high schools, they create, because only 2 children per parish before 1957 were allowed to enter high schools.
How many?
With government scholarship. 2 per parish.
And what year was this?
1957, sir.
That was the other day.
2 per parish. You listening? And let me tell you, my grandmother paid penny to go to elementary school. It's only 1892 it was abolished. 1892. She paid a penny. She said she paid penny, which would ask her what is the equivalent. She said could buy a pound of beef. It was abolished in 1892, and she said when she was 7 to age 10, she paid a penny. Age 11 to age 15, she paid penny, half penny, a pound and a half of beef. It was abolished in 1892. The praise was given to Archbishop Nepal with the centenary of his death in 2016. But last year, the Jamaica Teachers Association asked me to give their address at a place called MISPA Walter Stanpost Office in Manchester. And I discovered in doing the research that the person who lobbied for the abolition of payment of fees to go to elementary primary school was a man named W.F. Bailey, the father of Amy Bailey, the social reformer. We're really coming from far. So I'm saying that we have to take time with some of the implementers.
Right.
Because there is a lot to learn. There is a lot to uncover.
I am going to try my very best to be a little bit more patient with them then, sir. Since you say that, Professor Vivian Crawford, I should be a little bit more patient with them.
Patient doesn't mean compromise, you know.
No, we're not going to compromise, you know. No.
Let me allow me time to tell you a story. Mm-hmm. A little girl was going to Sunday school,
mm-hmm.
and she was running. God don't let me be late, because she was late.
Mm-hmm.
God don't let me be late, and she fell down, and she bruised up her knees and soiled her lovely dress. She got up, she brushed off, and she continued running. She said, God don't let me be late, God don't let me be late, and her mother pushed me. So what I am saying,
you know, we haven't touched on the Garvey project yet, you know. We haven't touched on the Garvey movie, but we're gonna time is gonna expire on us, and we have to do this again, Vivian
There's
Crawford.
A book in Jamaica, girl, too much to tell.
Yes, yes. There's a lot to tell, and like I told you the other day,
you
that
would not expect everything could be done this morning.
No, not at all, not at all. So I'm gonna.
That is another Jamaican expression. Draw long
day. I am gonna ask you to keep us on your schedule for the very, very near future. You
my privilege,
please.
Pleasure and duty. And I want to commend you and Grooving Radio and your wonderful staff.
Thank you, sir.
Because this is about our country.
Yes.
And there's a destiny which makes us one, whether we're Americans, Europeans, or where we are, mm-hmm. there's a destiny which makes us one. Mm-hmm. We are not crabs in a barrel.
You know, it also gives me an idea that I'm going to talk to my other executive producer of this program, Christopher Roberts, that we must bring you to New York to do a lecture. We have to present you here some way, somehow.
Really?
Yes, we have to, because this is...
I'm sure I'll get the visa.
Sure, why not? we're getting rid of Trump this week, so don't worry about that.
You watch yourself, you know.
Executive Director from the Institute of Jamaica, yes, Vivian Crawford, OD. Yes,
thank you very, very much.
Thank you. We got to engage you. We have to engage you again, sir. All right, sir?
God bless you, sir.
God bless you, too. Bye-bye. One love. Vivian Bye-bye. Crawford, ladies and gentlemen, our very, very special guest. Anthony, a lot of information.
Yeah, man, a lot of information. A lot of great information. And as you say, it's important to have him back to continue the discussion.
Definitely, Anthony Turner. Until tomorrow evening, Anthony, thank you for your contribution this morning. We are running out of time. Uncle Carl B. Moxie is waiting in the wings on the other side of the 11:30 hour. So we'll speak tomorrow, Anthony. I learned a lot this morning. All those connections that was made between Jamaica and the United States, some of them I did not know. So Vivian Crawford shared a lot this morning. Thank you, Anthony.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Grooving Radio, ladies and gentlemen, was executively produced by Clement Hume and Christopher Roberts. Grooving Radio was hosted by Ross Clem and Anthony Turner. Contributing to the program this morning, we should have had in our community engagement segment, the good folks from Golden Crust did not make that connection this morning. The Jamaica Observer provided their weekly roundup of news right here. Anthony Turner provided entertainment report. He is our writer, so he provided the bio for our very, very special guest this morning, the director, the executive director from the Institute of Jamaica, Mr. Vivian Crawford, OD. Waiting on the other side of the 11:30 hour, it is going to be the Wake Up Radio team with Carl B. Moxie. Grooving Radio returns tomorrow evening at 6 p.m. Again, my name is Ras Clem.
I pray thee, why do thee then rage and the people imagine of such vain things? False kings of the earth had set themselves on the ruler's state council together. Against the Lord God, the Rastafari, and against his anointed, saying, now come, let us break their bands of sunder, and cast away the cards from us. You will either see that the Zebra shall laugh, the Lord God, the Rastafari, shall have them in his region. But then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex to them in his soul, his pleasure. For yet have I set thy kings upon the holy mountains of Zion. I will know the clear decree. The Lord God, the Rastafari, hath said unto I and I and I, that thou art thy sons this day by begotten thee. Now after the fire, and I shall give thee the Eden for thy inheritance, and the uttermost part of the earth for thy possession. Jesus shall break them with the rod of fire. Jesus shall dash them in pieces like a potter vessel, thou say. So be wise, therefore, ye kings, and be shook to thee, for I judge it of the earth. Serve the Lord God, to Rastafari, with fear, rejoice, and tremble. Kiss I and I the son, unless he be younger, but perish from his ways when his wrath is crinkled but a little. And so blessed be all. Blessed be everyone, as I would say. Blessed be everyone, as I would tell you.
I can remember when there was slavery time.
Come on. you want and what you will. Working for your dollar bill. Sad to see the old slave mill.
He's grinding slow but grinding still.
Walking home, a youth gets killed. All he's free to shoot at will. Sad to see the old slave mill.
He's grinding slow but grinding still.
9 to 5, you know the drill. Weekends are a sharp thrill. Sad to see